Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a big day of news here today on the show. We've got a lot coming up over the next week. The WWE Women's Evolution pay-per-view is coming up on Sunday. And then either 4 or 5 days later, depending on how you're counting, the WWE show in Saudi Arabia, Crown Jewel. So a lot of stuff, not only upcoming, a lot of stuff they got to talk about on Raw and SmackDown this week, because go-home show for two events. That's a lot of stuff. All we know about tonight is Shawn Michaels is going to be returning to the show. No announced matches yet. And, of course, they got to build up for Crown Jewel. And, actually, I guess technically they can focus on the Evolution pay-per-view here today, because next week they can focus on Crown Jewel. So I guess next week's actually the go-home show for Crown Jewel. But one way or the other, we got a lot to talk about from Raw and SmackDown coming up this evening. We also have a lot of news from the NWA 70th anniversary show. We have new champions. Willie Mack is the first NWA national champion. The title has been reintroduced, and the NWA World Heavyweight Championship 2 out of 3 falls match last night. Cody's reign ending. After just 50 days, Nick Aldis regained the NWA World Heavyweight title. If you saw the show last night, what'd you think? A lot of technical issues on the show, but Billy Corgan has made a statement about it. We can read that if you would like to hear his side of the story and where they are going forward. We'll talk about that here today. We also have, of all things, if you've been listening to the Brian and Vinny retro NWA reviews that we do on Sunday nights, we are building towards the third Crockett Cup tournament. And how weird was it last night to be reviewing that show and then go online and find out that, hey, the Crockett Cup is coming back. It is coming back in 2019. We can tell you about that. Plus, a lot of notes from the WWE house show tours. We've got all sorts of things to talk about there. Mixed Match Challenge, Daniel Cormier and SmackDown, and so much more. We shall kick it off today after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to get into here today, starting with the NWA 70th anniversary show, which we talked about all last week. It's in the books, and Nick Aldis is the new NWA World Heavyweight Champion. He beat Cody in a best of three falls match last night. So basically what happened is they had a 2 out of 3 falls match, and Aldis won the first fall, Cloverleaf, and Cody grabbed the second fall with the Crossroads. And in the third fall, Cody slipped out of his boots as Aldis grabbed his leg. Cody cradled him in the confusion. Aldis shifted his weight, reversed the cradle, giving him the last fall and the title. So, basically, it was kind of a play off of the first title change where Aldis went for a sunset flip and Cody turned it into a cradle and won the title. Cody was stunned and disappointed after the match, lost the title after just 50 days, and this is Aldis' second run with the title. Also on the show, Willie Mack won the NWA National title. He beat Sam Shaw after basically a couple of matches. There was Shaw beating Sammy Guevara, Scorpio Sky, and Colt Cabana. And Mack beat Jay Bradley, Ricky Starks, and Mike Perro. And ended up winning the national title. The title dates back to 1980. Austin Idol was the first champion. It was then defended until 1986, unified with the U.S. title. And then reactivated in 1997, but declared vacant last year when the NWA terminated contracts with all of their licensees. So it is, in fact, back, and that's the story of the NWA national title. They also announced that the Crockett Cup will be making its return this year. This will be the fourth Crockett Cup. They ran three of them in the mid-80s, and if you've been listening to the NWA Brian and Vinny shows on Sunday nights, we're like 2 weeks away from the third and final Crockett Cup, where, spoiler alert everybody, Sting and Lex Luger end up winning after Barry Windham turns on Lex Luger and their partnership explodes. This new one will take place in 2019, and we don't have a lot of information about it yet, except it is in association with the Crockett Foundation, so the Crocketts are involved with the 2019 Crockett Cup, believe it or not. And we'll see where they get all the teams. 24 teams back in the 80s, except for the 88 tournament, which was a disaster. 88, they only had 22 teams. So a lot of stuff going on with the reborn NWA. Mike, any thoughts on any of this?
My biggest regret, or one of my biggest regrets, was not being able to go to the Jim Crockett Cup when he came to Baltimore, which is most famous for the... And I can remember the commercial for the VHS tape to this day in its entirety, the music behind it, everything, with Magnum TA. That was the night that he returned to in a public setting after the car crash that took place the November prior, I believe it was, October, November, that completely changed history. It really did. It really did. Things probably would have ended up the same. But with Magnum TA in the mix as a threat to Ric Flair and as somebody that probably would have played a great part in WWE as time went on, too, just an unbelievable night, and it's not going to be the same as it was. It's impossible for it to be. But there is a way where if they're able to really branch out and really work with some groups and try to make this thing worth their while. I mean, I don't think they're going to be able to pull in Daisuke Sakamoto and Okabayashi from Big Japan or something like that. But, you know, I heard you and Dave talk about where do you get 16 teams from? And it could be done. Again, there's enough talent out there where you could put together something, and I hope it kind of goes in that direction. And I don't know, I'm a sucker for those types of nostalgic events, and if they can actually pull one off that can where things can go to charity and real work can be done to go to some charity, which the Crockett Foundation, I guess, does throughout the Carolinas, as well as put on a pretty good wrestling show with a hand held back to history, I'm all for it.
All right, if you want to text messages here today, the phone number is, well, don't call yet. Text us, 425-780-7566. Hey,
give us a warning before they call so we can let Frontier know so they can't screw anything up.
Listen, these idiots at Frontier, I cut the cord, everybody. I cut the cord last week, and that means that I canceled my cable.
You're that guy. You talk about it ad nauseum, too?
Nope. I canceled my cable, and what did Frontier do? They turned They turned on my call waiting.
We got this jerk. We'll get him back.
So, like, why would you turn on my call waiting? Because I canceled my cable.
Spite.
So I called them today, and I said, listen, I got a radio show, and this call waiting is wreaking havoc on it because I'm trying to talk to people and the call waiting sound keeps coming on. And so I'm on the phone with them. I swear to God, I'm on the phone for like 15, 20 minutes. This is after being on hold forever. And the lady finally says to me, she goes, I shut everything off, but I can't shut off the call waiting. I said, so you were able to shut off three-way calling and voicemail and call forwarding, you could shut everything down except the one thing that I need, which is the call waiting. And she said, my supervisor tells me that you can go online and you can shut off the call waiting yourself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I haven't done that yet. I'm going to try to do it during the break. But for the time being, I can't take calls. It'll be a nightmare.
Let me ask you a question here. Have you thought to look yourself to do this, or did you immediately just blow up and call them?
No, of course I didn't look to do it myself. How was I supposed to know they could go into my account and turn a call waiting on and off?
I don't know. And why they couldn't do that, why this
exactly.
is the one magical thing they can't do is rather interesting, too.
But it's idiotic,
again,
is what
spite.
It is. So I'll read this here while we wait for this break where I'll try to fix everything. So, on the production side, Billy Corgan says about last night, we fell short on providing a televised event up to the standard that I would consider acceptable, which reminded me greatly as to why people questioned my pursuit of TNA in terms of wanting to buy it, and I filed a potential lawsuit to do so. Put simply, building up a culture like Smashing Pumpkins or the NWA takes time, trial and error, and great risk, and throwing money at the problems doesn't necessarily correct the issues, and in some cases it does make it worse. Last night I was painfully reminded of how hard this journey is, and knew by the time the last bell rung, we have much work to do before we'd run another such live event. Which in no way diminishes my appreciation for those who ordered or attended the event, in fact it increases it. I had one recurring thought sitting ringside, which is that there are only a few people on the planet, perhaps under 30, who could do what Nick and Cody did last night. Or as I could tell my mother, this is why they pay me the big bucks, Mom. Skilled, talented people need the right stage and crowd to show their best. Last night was exactly that. The fans were fantastic. Pushing Cody and Nick to a place I think that surprised them. I remain hopeful for a third definitive contest. Lastly, the vibe backstage with talent was jubilant and hopeful. From a living legend like Dory Funk Jr. to the kid in the dark, that speaks volumes to me. So he's very happy. He's sad about the production issues. It'll be a while before they run another live show, he says, so they can get all of that figured out, but hey, we didn't hear like a lot of negative reviews for the show. We just heard that there were production issues and that overall, it was a pretty good event. So that's the update on NWA. If you saw the show, let us know what you thought about it. And we will read some of those text messages here today. This person here says, I'm a huge fan of WWE's Lost Gems collection on the network. They recently added the Full Battle of Atlanta. Any word if they're going to add any other full events? I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll add all sorts of things that don't fit into any other video library.
Well, and they've actually added a bunch. They released that last year around this time. Carl and I talked about it at a show on the website because there was a lot, you know, a lot of people were not really happy with that show and thought, well, what's the big deal about it? It's been hyped up for so many years. It's like, well, the whole story was the backstory that led to the match. The match was truly the blow off at that time. So it was supposed to be Savage, but all the great part of that story was the actual story leading into it, which WWE didn't tell, which makes some of these matches and some of the situations they put up there doesn't make them as special as they probably should be. They probably should have wraparounds for these things. I'm sure they have people that would volunteer to do it, but it's still nice to see him up there.
All right, back in a moment with more, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductible supply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I've been hanging out here for an extended period of time trying to figure out how to do this, and you'll never guess. There's no way to do it on the thing.
How about it?
There's a link that says, make changes to your service, and sure enough, when you click it, it says to call or chat. Well, I did call. They told me that I could do this online.
Do we have any guests today?
Well, we were supposed to have a guest, but something went wrong, so we're going to have the guest in the next couple of days.
Why don't we have a guest right now and call these jerks and put them on and tell them?
Because I wouldn't even talk to a person by the time the show went off the air. That's how long you got to wait on hold for this stupid thing. So I'm going to figure this out, everyone. Fear not. Let's get back to the show for now. No calls till I figure this out. You hear, everybody? All right, let's jump into these text messages. This person here says, Brian, are you going to talk about the Jericho JR promotion thing? You said there was going to be a story on the front page. There never was. Dave is posting a thread on the boards and has not denied it. What's going on? Well, listen, everybody. Right now, nothing's going on. That's it. Right now, nothing is going on. A year from now, maybe something will be going on. But it's so premature to be talking about any of this. And there are many, many aspects of this story that, I mean, they're just not true. So there's really nothing to talk about except some guy has interest in starting a new promotion and his father has a lot of money. That's where the story is right now. So anything beyond that is very, very premature. So, I mean, that's it. I don't know what else you want me to say about it. I mean, if his father decides, I'm going to give you a ton of money to do this. I mean, listen, I'm not saying that this could never happen or it's not going to happen, all right? All I'm saying is, if you followed wrestling for any length of time, how many times have you heard a story like this? There's a guy with a lot of money that wants to start a wrestling promotion. How many of those, like, have grown into anything? You know what I'm saying?
Wrestle-licious.
I mean, this very easily could be something, but right now there's a guy whose father has a lot of money and he's interested in starting something, and that's literally the beginning and end right now. So I don't know what else you want me to say about it. We're a long time away from anything even potentially happening. So that's the story. And if there's more, we will absolutely talk about it. But right now, that is the story.
Doesn't it feel like a lot of people are just kind of making sure that they're in a good position the next time their contracts are up?
Well, that could be part of this, but that could have nothing to do with this.
Like, I think it's fortuitous.
It's not like it's not like Kenny Omega has started talking about this. It's not like the Young Bucks have started talking about this. It's like a story.
Yeah, but,
how
do these stories get out?
I don't know how these stories get out. Here, listen to this, okay? Yes, on the surface, you would think, well, maybe Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks are out there trying to float a story so that they can make more money on their contract renewal, okay? Or maybe there's a guy, and his dad has a lot of money, and he's interested in starting something. Okay, if you and I, Mike, came into $10 billion, let's say we won Powerball. Mm-hmm. We now have $1.2 billion, okay? We're going to start a promotion. Obviously, who would we be looking at right now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to go after anybody from WWE. They're all under contract. And obviously, the literally the biggest names in this industry whose contracts are coming due are Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. And I don't know what Jericho's contract status is. But,
well,
I mean,
so
those are obviously the guys that one would be talking about.
Absolutely. So one could say that this would be at least fortuitous timing of something like this coming out when there's already maybe somewhat of a bidding war, but at least there's interest from multiple places in
sure.
your talents.
So, absolutely.
Little column A, little column B.
And you know what? Whether or not this story ever came out, obviously there's interest in the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, etc., from the WWE side. Obviously, there's interest from the New Japan side. You think Impact Wrestling wouldn't want Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks? You think the Ring of Honor wouldn't want Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks? Obviously, everybody wants them. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah.
All right, this person here says, Cody versus Aldis 2 was awesome. Good. That's some positives here.
I don't like the bell coming off them that quick, especially because I think they're doing 3. I don't know. I would like to see another defense of that title.
Well, I mean, you also have to take into consideration that Corgan said they have no plans to run another event anytime soon. So it would have to be
true,
a non-NWA event where they ran this. Maybe it is the next All In if they do it.
Well, not even that. It just with it comes to Nick Aldis, I just think that he would be a nice... Him floating around again, because that's, you know, Lagana talked about it. You know, they didn't go into this and, well, we're going to start a promotion, throw a bunch of money at it. They wanted to kind of get in where they fit in and take their time, and they have a little bit of a plan. But Aldis popping up on ROH TV or really anybody's TV, but especially ROH's TV, seems to make some sense. And I would be hoping that there would be a continuation of him being around. Again, not maybe not into everything, but him on the outside there as somebody that could be inserted into ROH, I think is refreshing. And that's something that ROH needs to do. You know, they don't want to work with anybody, obviously, that they can't get under contract. I get that. I understand that. But sometimes using some people from outside to kind of spark up what you got, you know, I mean, Gresham, it's not like they don't have talent there, but they're not buzzing right now. Nobody's, you know, really itching over anything besides, you know, the Bullet Club and Cody, and that's kind of about it. And unfortunately, outside of that, they have no buzz. All this was at least able to cause a little bit of buzz and be a positive momentum mover on commentary and being in the ring.
This person here says, is the rumor about Reigns being injured true? I don't know. They're very secretive about injuries. I don't know why, but I can tell you, in fact, I hesitate to even say this because God only knows how this will be reported on the internet, but Alexa Bliss is being looked at by the medical staff today. Now, that could be because she's injured, or that could be because she was injured and they're doing a follow-up. So we'll know more tonight. And heading into the Evolution pay-per-view. Something happens, she doesn't work the Evolution pay-per-view, obviously she's hurt. If she works the Evolution pay-per-view and does nothing, obviously she's hurt. If she has a match tonight, obviously she's not hurt. So, for whatever reason, they don't like to tell you what's going on with injuries, unless it's something like Kevin Owens, where he's going to be out of action for a long time. Sasha and Alexa did return to the house show circuit this week. Banks teamed with Bayley and Dana to beat Ruby Wright, Liv Morgan, and Alicia Fox in a six-man. And Bliss teamed with Mickie James in a tag match where they lost to Rousey and Nia Jax. So they did work some matches this weekend. I don't know how much they did or how much they did not do, but it seems like Sasha's back, and I guess we'll find out about Alexa tonight.
Am I naive? I don't mean to play devil's advocate, but I think sometimes people worry and overthink somebody being out a little bit too much and not having it reported. I mean, obviously, I know there's a little bit of interest there from hardcore fans, but like sometimes you're just day-to-day and you're bruised and you're banged up and you take a couple days off, or you're sick and you take a couple days off. And I can see why a performer themselves or the company doesn't feel the need to, you know, immediately pump that out there. You know, it's not like, you know, what are you on the fence for? What are you on the shelf for? You know, I feel bad because of this STD. You know, it's like I don't expect them to actually say something like that. So I think, again, sometimes unless somebody's out for a long period of time or there's something noticeable or something like that, I think sometimes people just get too hyper-focused on that.
I just got a bunch of text messages about Crown Jewel. And I'm going to wait a little while to discuss them because this is the first I've heard of it, and I don't know if it's true, so I don't want to talk about it. But I will send out some messages right now.
Get me all furred up.
And find out. So I'm going to do that right now, in fact. And we'll see if we get any sort of information over the next couple minutes. What else do we have here in the text message bit? I wish we could take calls. I'm working on it, everybody. In fact, I may have a solution. I actually may have a solution.
Huh.
I'm gonna try it during the break here. In fact, I think I have a solution that won't involve having to deal with these numbskulls. I've got my own workaround.
Oh man, look at you!
Yeah,
you're not a businessman. You're a businessman. You're gonna start your own communication service.
No, here's what happened. So they've put the call waiting and everything on only one of the lines. And so I think that I may be able to go during the break and redirect our 800 number to the remaining three lines and not the line that's messed up. That way I don't have to even deal with it.
I love it. You're able to reroute calls as if you're like Lily Tomlin in front of the board. Like,
I can,
you know,
reroute calls, Mike. I run my own board. I can block people.
But you can't turn off call waiting?
No, apparently not. They told me, oh, you just go online and just turn it off. Well, there's nowhere online to turn it off.
Yeah, it's too bad
they tell
that
me
you
to
don't
call.
Have a fellow producer that could actually like help you out with this stuff. So the guy's just sitting there eating Cheetos somewhere, like in San Francisco.
I'm the producer.
Then what's the other guy?
Mike, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
Damn, you hear that, Dominic? Huh?
Now, Dom does a great job here.
What's he, the engineer for this show?
Dom is in San Francisco. I'm in Seattle.
The executive.
So I need the best man on the job in San Francisco. That's Dom. You got it?
I hear you.
Sports says, congratulations on cutting the cord. DirecTV Now is the best streaming TV, better than Hulu and YouTube TV. Does DirecTV have your DVR now? Your cloud DVR? Let me know. Because I enjoy DirecTV Now, but the DVR function, it sucked.
Really?
And I also had an issue. I can't remember if it was one of the many streaming services that I tried. I think it was DirecTV Now, where I travel a lot. And so if I travel outside of my home area, like, it wouldn't let me watch anything. That's a deal breaker.
Well,
YouTube TV, I could go to the moon and watch my DVR. That's why it won the war there in the end. Back in just a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
The blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, 1,000 text messages today about these crown jewel rumors that just broke, I guess, a few minutes ago. And I sent some texts out, and so far, nobody has heard anything about this. And so we are going to wait until I hear something one way or the other.
Well, do you want to at least?
No.
Okay, Fair enough.
Dude, listen, there's all sorts of stuff that comes out on the internet all the time.
Well, look, it's going to be blamed on you anyway.
No, so I'm not going to talk about it. All right, okay. So here's the deal, everybody. I rerouted these calls, and so I believe the phones should be working again. So we're going to try it here.
You know what I got to call about.
The phone number, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. Whatever's on your mind. We got a lot coming up for Raw and SmackDown. Raw tonight has the return of Shawn Michaels. It is the go-home show for Crown Jewel. Actually, it's not. Crown Jewel's a week after. It's a go-home show for the Women's Evolution pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what's going on there.
How many more women possibly are added? It should be in the next couple of days here.
Yep.
There should be a cavalcade of women, both past and present, I'm sure, going to be announced for this thing. Or do you think they're going to make it all surprise? Do you think they have any idea? Do you think they just said, okay, who's showing up on Sunday?
Well, we got a whole list of women. We got. I mean,
it's already huge, but it's like you think about it, it's like for all the names they've announced, you could think of like literally like 30, was it like 32 or something like that? Like 30 more women that they could possibly
be.
I mean, they
could put on 100 women. They could go all the way back. But the reality is, this is not. We've got 7 matches on the show so far. Maybe they'll add some more tonight or tomorrow. But the women's match is a women's battle royal. It is not a women's Royal Rumble. So that means all of the women are starting in the ring together.
It's good and bad.
If you did a Royal Rumble, you could have 30 women. You could even have 40 women because you can book it so that there's never more than 10 women in the ring at the same time.
I guess,
but a battle royal has to start with all the women in the ring. So the idea of having 40 women in a it's not happening.
Yeah, but usually, like, traditionally in a women's battle royal, like, if you had 40 women, like, 23 of them would immediately be eliminated
in the first
8 seconds.
What's the point? So they
can
have their face on the show?
Because people just, like, I don't know.
Let's put it this way. Some of the women that are in the battle royal are already complaining that they're only in the battle royal.
The women who are active on the roster, so I can understand that to a point. But it's like we talked about last week. What did you think there were going to be? 9 million singles matches? Just be happy you're getting paid, you're hanging out, it's an extra show. I get it, but this is not 1983. You're not like jockeying to main event like the Kiel Auditorium against Ric Flair. It's a bunch of matches that, I mean, you know, I don't think anybody – people are going to remember the event. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. The main event of the show is Nikki Bella and Ronda Rousey. I don't know if people are going to be remembering this in, like, you know, the history books in 50 years from now. But
They may.
You never know what can happen. But, I mean, like, come on now.
There's also a possibility they'll add something to that match.
For Ronda and Nikki?
Yeah. We could have a stipulation of some sort added tonight.
Oh.
We'll see. Here's a card. Ronda Rousey, Nikki Bella, WWE Women's title, the Raw Women's title. Becky and Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's title, Last Woman Standing. Kairi Sane, Shayna Baszler. They still haven't announced who Rhea Ripley is facing. We have the finals of the Mae Young Classic. We have Trish and Lita versus Alexa and Mickie James. And the Women's Battle Royal featuring Tamina, Billie Kay, Peyton, Ember Moon, Alicia Fox, Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, Asuka, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Carmella, Lana, Naomi, Tori Wilson, Michelle McCool, Alundra Blaze, who has not wrestled since 2001.
Medusa Michelli.
Ivory, Kelly Kelly, Maria, and Molly Holly.
Ivory!
You're peeking the mic. You're killing me here.
Sorry, but I can't look. You gave me a glow memory. So, I mean, Ivory, this is the... Tina Ferrari, that's how far back, and apparently she was around longer than that, I guess, around the scene in wrestling. I don't know what her age is, and I guess it really doesn't matter what her age is, because I'm sure she still probably looks great, but it blows me away. I mean, you think about it, it's like, man, Tori Wilson's going to be in this thing. It's like Ivory's going to be in this thing, and I think I first started seeing her when I was 11.
Person says, Brian, what do you think is closing Crown Jewel? Are you kidding me? DX versus The Undertaker and Kane. Absolutely without question, that's the main event. I shouldn't say absolutely without question. Pretty sure that's the main event of the show.
If there's a show.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What is going on? Hello. I hear something in the background, so I know you're there. Going once.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, guys. I want to fight Dave Meltzer.
Oh, get out of here, you idiot. Oh, so you got another phone now. Wow.
Thanks, Frontier.
If I ever end up such a loser in life.
That you buy in burner phones
that
to call
I have
the show?
To get other phones to call in and prank call radio shows. Just kill me. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Good. So, I had a quick question.
Yeah. Hey, we're on the air, so like, let's pay attention and get going here.
Sorry about that. This is Ishmael, Virginia. I had a quick question regarding the Crown Jewel show.
Yes.
So the last Crown Jewel show, WWE went as far in their propaganda campaign to bring in Iranian workers and have them draped in their flag and get beaten up and embarrassed by Saudi workers,
yes.
Which is a really politically insensitive thing to do and
yes.
really like sort of making
resulted in a real death
thing
threat,
of,
yes.
of a very sensitive situation. So my question is, if they're able to go that far for their propaganda, even with the public eye on them this year, do you think they'll still be doing stunts of that order in terms of propaganda, or will they just try to, as Dave was saying, sort of get in and get out and just run as quickly a show as possible and not make any mention? Because I think they'll still be going very hard with their propaganda, because I think the Saudis are more in their ear than people want to let on, because the fact that they touched on that in the last show shows that they really, really are pushing hard with their agenda, so to speak. And I think they may actually make mention of this on the air.
Well, here's what my gut tells me, my friend, and I don't know what they're going to do, but obviously they're being paid $50 million a year or whatever to go over there, and it's a propaganda thing, as we've talked about many times. And so that's like part of the deal. However, this is a very, very, how can I say it? It's a very sensitive political issue right now. And a lot of people don't want them to go, but they want to go. So my gut tells me that they're going to go over there and they're going to do as little propaganda as they can absolutely get away with. And that the agreement is going to be, we're going to still come over here, despite people not wanting us to come over. We're going to lay low on this show, but when we come back next year, if this is all blown over, we'll get back to what we'd agreed to do. That's what my gut tells me is going to happen. I can't, on Raw and SmackDown, they're not even saying where the show is. Literally, they don't even say the word Saudi Arabia on TV anymore. So I do find it hard to believe that they're going to go over there and it's going to be just as overbearing as it was the first time. Maybe, but I don't feel that they're going to get away with that this time.
I'll co-sign that. I don't think anything like what happened with the Daivaris is going to happen again. That was, well, we're going to do what we do. That could have ended and still could end badly because some nut is walking around somewhere and is really, you know, pissed off with what the Daivaris did. You know, it was so ludicrous to do if you have any semblance of knowledge of the real world. And that one will still always blow me away. And then the cojones it took from the Daivari brothers, I'll give it to them. But it was nuts. And I don't think you can risk doing something like that again. And I think they're going to try to get in and get out. Because ultimately, wrestling Twitter and people that call this program and people who are interested in wrestling, this is still going to be an issue for them. But WWE, they're looking at a bigger picture here, which is get in and out of there, take any hits that they're going to get over the weekend. And that's another thing that they're hoping, that they get lost in the mix over the weekend with the elections coming up, that they can get in and out of there, not have that big of an issue, and then kind of regroup and move on and let it go from there until the next show, which they can hold off on putting together for as long as they possibly can and hope that things get better from a real-life geopolitical point of view. And you know what? They very well may be able to do that. It'll be a big story to us. It'll be a big story to people listening. But they may actually be able to get out of this thing at this point with maybe the worst thing happening being what John Oliver did to him on HBO.
All right, if you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411 is the phone number, and text messages 425-780-7000. 7566. This person here says, you think Vince, Triple H, and the roster will have a big dinner with the Prince like last time? I don't rule that out.
I would say yes, because you're there, and I mean, yeah, I hate to say it, and you might get some pictures that look like, you know, hostage pictures with, like, the Prince smiling and somebody sitting there with, like, the really tight lip, like, half smile, like, you know, I'm smiling because I'm scared and I have to because he's sitting here. But, like, you know how this is.
This person here claims that Rhea Ripley is not defending her title and that she is scheduled to be featured in the Battle Royal because the tournament to crown her won't even air until December or early January. All I know is she's still listed as defending her title. It could be wrong, but that was what I've been led to believe for quite a while now. So,
well,
you may be right.
If that's the case, then okay, although it's kind of dumb. I don't know. It's just kind of dumb to me. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Would then do you ever win it? Because otherwise, I don't know. This just that's just kind of dumb to me.
First says, when do you think the women will main event WrestleMania? Well, I thought the women were going to main event WrestleMania this year, but they have killed off Charlotte in this Becky Lynch feud. And so there's, Mike, there's Ryan, no way this Charlotte right now can main event and close the show against Ronda Rousey.
Wait, hold on. Right at this second, no, she cannot. But it, like, if you get her away from Becky and you make sure that you don't turn her, you know, make her look any worse, you can absolutely build to that match from January on. If they really put the focus on it, you know, if they really care about something, they can do it. So that's absolutely something that they could do. But, yeah, as it stands right now, I'd rather see Becky and Ronda.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, boys. How are you? Happy Monday.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, any word on this Battle Royal for the Evolution being a women's championship title match or anything like that?
No, I have not heard that at all.
No? I'll have to maybe just add something on it.
Which title? I mean, both titles are being defended.
Let Ripley win her title there.
Nah, I mean, they've already taped.
I guess you could do that, though.
Maybe the two winners become the tag team champions. I'm kidding, everybody!
Easy, Brian, easy.
Oh,
I just wanted to touch on this crown. Yeah, I know. Just want to touch on this crown jewel thing. I know the Turkish government did. They're doing their investigation, and the president is going to release his findings. And now Saudi Arabia is saying that it was a massive fight in the room, and that's how this reporter got killed. My question for as far as WWE is, what's next? What are they going to do with next year? I mean, I know first it was the women they can't wrestle. Now this journalist getting, you know, murdered. What's the next thing that WWE has to deal with? And is it really worth it to go over there? You know, I mean, it just seems to be one thing after another every single time.
I mean, first off, we don't know what they'll deal with next year because I can't predict the future. But I mean, is it worth going over there? To them, yes. Otherwise, they wouldn't go over there. I mean, just like I said, if they made the $5 million, if they were making $5 million like they made to go to Australia, they're not going to Saudi Arabia. But they're making 10 times that. So they're going. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. As several people have noted here, the Battle Royal isn't for a championship, it's for a championship opportunity. So the winner will get a championship opportunity at some point down the road.
It's amazing.
Yeah, look forward to that.
Let me say one thing about Saudi Arabia, here too, when it comes to WWE. You know, the Vision 2030 plan can go on without WWE's entertainment. You know, they're bringing monster truck shows
and everything else. Are you kidding me?
Yes. I mean, Endeavor
pulls
out.
This country can't change without WWE, Mike. Did you not listen to JBL and Randy Orton?
And Randy Orton, too, I know. Like, two experts on the matter, absolutely. But, you know, they can't just waltz back in there. And there could be bad feelings. WWE's got headquarters in Dubai, and that's their only big other option in the area. And they don't have problems when they go to Dubai. And they don't want to have problems when they go to Dubai. So they're not in the same exact spot as some of these other places are because, yeah, the Saudi government can really hold some things against it. But I will be interested to hear if these rumors about, like, you know, people being really more uncomfortable and being more vocal about being uncomfortable are true, because that could actually be the only thing that really makes this thing stop, because otherwise they're going no matter what.
All right, everybody, that's it for today. We got a lot coming up over the next couple of days. If you want more, WrestlingObserver.com. Wrestling Observer Radio tonight with myself and Dave Meltzer. After Raw, we'll talk all of the news, everything we know about everything. If there is anything to this story about Saudi Arabia, we'll talk about it tonight. If not, I guess we won't talk about it because there won't be anything to it. So we'll know more in the next couple of hours. I pretty much guarantee we'll know more in the next couple of hours. And if anything happens, we'll put it on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. We're out of time, everybody. Thanks for listening. Here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.